All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston!
It's the Get Up Crew
on Hot 96.9.
Turn it up!
In the morning.
Looking, cutting, shooting, got it! Turn out of the U.S.!
Yeah.
I'm not a soccer guy, but, everybody's mad because the women don't get paid. The women soccer players don't get paid as much as the men. Despite the fact that I'm not a soccer guy, when it comes to soccer, I know the women are 10 times better than the men.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't understand. How the hell can
they
not
get paid? Right, like how are you not being paid more?
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
And it's not even I could understand, like, if it was, like, WNBA versus NBA, right? Like, let's say you have a dominant WNBA team in a city. And the NBA team is mediocre. But the NBA team brings in more people.
Right.
I can
Correct.
See why the men get paid more.
Mm-hmm.
But aren't the women kind of more popular than... Like, one of my daughters is all about that Alex Morgan girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's where... Because I kept hearing the whole equal pay thing, and I completely understand. But my first question was, do the men bring in more revenue throughout the year based on jersey sales, based on ticket sales for arenas, based on how many people are showing up to these games and this and that? So I did the research, and the U.S. women are bringing in more revenue. It's not a lot. It's not a lot more. They said between 2016 and 2018, the U.S. women have brought in, I think it was something around $51 million in revenue, as opposed to the men who are bringing in 49 something million.
Doesn't matter. You make more,
based on jersey
more.
Sales and ticket sales.
It doesn't matter if you win by 10 or you win by 1.
Right.
You win.
But you know what the other problem is, and I think this is on all levels of women's sports, women don't get the same support. Because I did look into how they were, like, I guess 28 of the athletes are suing the U.S. Soccer Federation. And, you know, for not only not getting equal pay, but not getting the same support with training and travel conditions, promotions of their games, support and development of the game. So it's like... It's like you just go out there and, you know, and play your game, but we're not going to give you the same support. And I think that happens on all levels for women's sport. Can you imagine if we got the same amount of, you know, of support?
Yeah. All I'm saying is it shouldn't be equal pay. They should be getting paid more.
Because they're outperforming
than the men.
And they're getting more people to watch them.
Don't get me wrong. If the men went, because clearly... The men's side, their competition is like 10 times, the level of competition is 10 times better just because I feel like women's soccer in other countries just started kind of like, you know, they're just starting to catch up.
Yeah.
But and the men's, they've been doing it forever, but it doesn't matter. They haven't won yet. When the men play in the World Cup, if they ever win, this country might implode. Because no one ever expects them to get past a couple of rounds in, you know what I'm saying?
Don't hold your breath.
But I can't believe that the poor women, it's unfair how much they dominate.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting too, because a lot of people are saying it's their fault because they agreed to this, whatever it is they're getting paid, they agreed to. But a spokesperson for the women said that they agreed to it because if they didn't, there would have been a walkout. They didn't want a walkout. They wanted to still play. So it was kind of like they felt like they had no choice but to agree to whatever the terms were as far as their pay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, listen, whatever it was they agreed to, let's just say it's time for a change. Can we just say that it's time for a change and let's just get it done? Like, let's be the change now.
Congratulations, ladies, man. They keep kicking ass. It's insane. I mean, you had me watching the game. Now I know Rapinoe. I know Alex. Oh, what is it?
Rapinoe?
Well, her too.
Do you know her first name?
Yeah. I'm not going to tell you what I know.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there, too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. 20 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR2. 8-1-3-3-2.